Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the ninth installment in Washing for Bread. One of the most common questions that comes up when washing for bread is, I'm on the road, I want to eat a sandwich, I don't have any access to water right now, I don't have any water with me in the car, it's 25 miles until the next rest stop, what's the story? When do I have to wash? When do I not have to wash? If I don't have to wash, what am I supposed to do instead? So here's the halacha. The Rabbanan, remember, it's the Rabbanan, the rabbis who required this whole practice of washing for bread in the first place. So they make their own rules, and they can create leniencies within that rule if they would like to. And they created a leniency as follows. If a person is traveling and there's no water to be found for the next four meal, a meal translates over to three quarters of what we think of as a mile. So let's say there's no water to be found for the next 3 miles. Then halachically, one is not obligated to wait to get water if there's also no water to be found backwards one meal or about three quarters of a mile. So in other words, imagine if I just left the rest stop. So all I have to do is just swing right back around, and within the next quarter of a mile, I'll have access to water. But going forward, there's not water for 20 miles. Okay, just swing back around. But if there's if there's a couple miles going back in order to get to water, and there's 5 miles going forward in order to get to water, then I don't have to wait that long going forward, and because it's more than a meal, I don't have to go back. So in that case, I am exempt from washing my hands with water in order to eat bread. Again, the measurements are 4 meal forward, 1 meal backward. A very common question that's asked as a follow-up to this, which the Bi'ur HaLacha discusses, is how does this apply to modern travel? Presumably, the discussion of 4 meal and 1 meal is a time thing. How long does it take me to walk 3 miles? It takes me a while. Let's say the shiur is 72 minutes. How long does it take me to drive 3 miles? A matter of minutes. So when the rabbis set this exemption of 4 meals going forward, 1 meal going backwards, was it a distance thing? Or was it a time for travel thing? So the Bi'ur HaLacha is inclined to assume that it's a time for travel thing. So it would mean that if I'm on the road, the magic measurement numbers are not how many miles forward versus how many miles backward. It's how many minutes would it take me to get to water going forward? How many minutes would it take me to get to water going backwards? So then the significant numbers are 72 minutes going forward, 18 minutes going backward. That changes the calculus a great deal. So if it's 45 minutes driving until the next rest stop, according to this Bi'ur HaLacha, the halacha would be, I'm obligated to wait. I'll wait 45 minutes before having bread, and then I'll wash. That's the Bi'ur HaLacha's position. Not everyone agrees with this. Some say no. The rule is a rule. The rule is, the rabbi said, if there's not going to be water for four meals ahead or 1 meal back, I'm exempt. So it doesn't matter that I'm in a fast vehicle. It's 10 meal ahead that I'm going to find water, and 5 meal behind that I'm going to find water. I don't have to wait for that. So that's a discussion. But the Bi'ur HaLacha very famously says that it has to do with time for travel, not actual distance. There's a question which the Mishnah Berurah cites. Let's say I don't know. I don't know where the next water is going to be. I'm far from sure that I'll get water for the next 4 meal or 72 minutes. So he suggests that the halacha is the same in that way, that not only am I exempt if I know there's not water for another 4 meal, I'm even exempt if I just don't know. But if I see a big sign, you know, rest stop in 1 mile, then I do know that if I just drive a little bit further, there will be water available. Let's say I'm not on the road. Let's say I'm at home and the water company is doing something on my block, and everybody on my block doesn't have water. But if I go down a few blocks, I'll be able to use someone's water. Am I obligated to go? Am I not obligated to go? So the standard approach in the poskim is the same way that we said if you're going back, you know, if let's say within a meal, if I turned around, I'd find water, then I'm obligated to turn around. So too, if I'm stationary, I'm just sitting in my house, then I'm not exempt unless there's no access to water within a meal radius of where I am. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.